Lesson 12.
Words to the text.
Dream.
Delia.
Studio.
Marry.
Get married.
General.
Sweet.
Earn.
Dollar.
$15.
Part.
Clementina.
Nerve.
Get on one's nerves.
Practice.
Peoria.
Order.
Bandage.
Funny.
Plate.
Spill.
Burn.
Iron.
Draw.
Couch.
Truth.
Laundry.
Iron.
Accident.
Accidentally.
Set down.
Guess.
Upstairs.
Engine room.
Invention. Words to the dialogue.
Organize.
Item.
Pigtail.
Success.
Faulty.
Acting.
Intonation.
Text.
A service of love. Joe came to New York from the Middle West, dreaming about painting. Delia came to New York from the South, dreaming about music. Joe and Delia met in a studio. Before long, they were good friends and got married. They had only a small flat to live in, but they were happy. They loved each other, and they were both interested in art. Everything was fine, until one day they found they had spent all their money. Delia decided to give music lessons. One afternoon she said to her husband, "Joe, dear, I found a pupil, a general's daughter. She is a sweet girl. I'm to give 3 lessons a week and get $5 a lesson." But Joe was not glad. "But how about me?" he said. "Do you think I'm going to watch you work while I play with my art? No, I want to earn some money too." "Joe, dear, you are silly," said Delia. "You must keep at your studies. We can live quite happily on $15 a week." "Well, perhaps I can sell some of my pictures," said Joe. Every day they parted in the morning and met in the evening. A week passed, and Delia brought home $15. But she looked a little tired. "Clementina sometimes gets on my nerves. I'm afraid she doesn't practice enough. But the general is the dearest old man. I wish you could know him, Joe." And then Joe took $18 out of his pocket. "I've sold one of my pictures to a man from Peoria," he said, "and he has ordered another." "I'm so glad," said Delia. $33. We never had so much to spend before. We'll have a good supper tonight." Next week, Joe came home and put another $18 on the table. In half an hour, Delia came, her right hand in a bandage. "What's the matter with your hand?" said Joe. Delia laughed and said, "Oh, a funny thing happened. Clementina gave me a plate of soup and spilled some of it on my hand. She was very sorry for it, and so was the old general. But why are you looking at me like that, Joe?" "What time this afternoon did you burn your hand, Delia?"
5 o'clock, I think. The iron, I mean the soup, was ready about 5. Why?"
"Delia, come and sit here," said Joe.
He drew her to the couch and sat beside her.
"What do you do every day, Delia? Do you really give music lessons? Tell me the truth."
She began to cry. "I couldn't get any pupils," she said. "So I got a place in a laundry ironing shirts. This afternoon a girl accidentally set down an iron on my hand and I got a bad burn. But tell me, Joe, how did you guess I wasn't giving music lessons?"
"It's very simple," said Joe. "I know all about your bandages because I had to send them upstairs to a girl in the laundry who had an accident with a hot iron. You see, I work in the engine room of the same laundry where you work."
"And your pictures? Did you sell any to that man from Peoria?"
"Well, your general with his Clementina is an invention, and so is my man from Peoria."
And then they both laughed. "And I got a bad burn. But tell me, Joe, how did you guess I wasn't giving music lessons?"
"It's very simple," said Joe. "I know all about your bandages because I had to send them upstairs to a girl in the laundry who had an accident with a hot iron. You see, I work in the engine room of the same laundry where you work."
"And your pictures? Did you sell any to that man from Peoria?"
"Well, your general with his Clementina is an invention, and so is my man from Peoria."
And then they both laughed.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。